One man I'm really interested in knowing if he's playing AFLX. He's been one of the most talked about players in the country for the last few months, and that tends to happen when you go as number one in the AFL draft. I speak, of course, of Cameron Rayner at the Brisbane Lions. Cam, welcome to Tyne On. First things first, are you going to be playing AFLX?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sam. Yeah, we'll be playing AFLX next Saturday.
Yes.
So looking forward to it. It's very exciting, a different type of footy. So, yeah, very excited.
Cam, we've been speaking off the top of the show. The stats that the AFL have sort of been vaguely doing show that, you know, in one quarter of a 10-minute period of AFLX, you work just as hard, if not actually run a bit harder and a bit further than an AFL game. So, you know, this is by no means just an easy sort of, you know, pre-season game. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely serious. You know, we're doing the training, and it's part of your conditioning work. So, it's full on. You don't get much time to celebrate for goals. So, pretty much straight back on defense and get running again. But it's high intensity and it's pretty full on. But at the same time, it's pretty enjoyable. You know, seven people on the field, and it's also very high pace and very high volume. So it's good.
It's high pace and requires a lot of work. I think, Ken, the last time we spoke to you on SEN was breakfast last year, just before you were drafted to the Brisbane Lions, and you know people were talking about your tank. How is the tank going? Is it increased over the preseason?
Yeah, definitely. It's gotten a little bit better than it was last year, which is good. So, and I think it's going to continue to grow as the year goes on and as we get a little bit older. But this has been good. A good game just to test it out, and even though you do get pretty wrecked, there's some quick subs in this, so that's another good face to it. You can rotate whenever you want, and it's getting a lot better, so good.
You'll get a good rest in AFLX. Cam, where do you think we'll see you most in 2018? I know you're a midfielder by trade, but do you think we'll sort of see you ease into the Brisbane side via the forward line?
Hopefully we can crack into that senior team and start off in that forward line. But I'll slowly try and find my way into the midfield, which is good. But I think even if I do get a game, I'll pinch it in the midfield and the forward line, which will be interesting. So, I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
You'll be getting a game at some stage, Cam. Don't worry about that. Is round one the ultimate aim?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to play in round one, but the team's going really, really well. And I think whatever side they put on the park for that round one clash against Kilda, it's going to be a good team. So I'm just excited to see what the boys can do this year, because it's such an emerging group and such excitement coming out of this Brisbane team. So, yeah, just really happy to be a part of it and really happy to get stuck into things.
Is there one player in particular, Cam, over the pre-season you've found yourself, you know, trying to follow around?
I wouldn't be able to do a match. You know, I've been on Hodgie a little bit, which is which has been pretty challenging. He doesn't shut up, so he keeps talking. So,
is that right? What's he saying to you?
Oh, not necessarily just to me, but just to the rest of the team. And he always gives you a little bit of a bump here and there, which is pretty funny. But there's everyone at the track's been really good. Charlie Cameron's been a big eye. I think he's had a pretty good pre-season.
Gone under the radar, hasn't he, Cam, because of, you know, the recruitment of Hodge?
Yeah, definitely. I think that people forget how much of a superstar he is. You know, he kicked five in one of the finals last year, so he's a real super talent, and he's been really outstanding this preseason. I can't wait to see what he does this year. But as you said, having Hodgie there, he's kind of just flying under the radar, and people haven't really understand the value that's the club. And I can't wait to see how he goes this year.
He's a real on-field coach, I assume.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, you know, he wasn't put in our leadership group, but I think that having Hodgie out there is just like having the coach out the field. You know, the way he talks and the way he commands everybody, it's like he's a natural-born leader, and it's just so good to be playing with him.
Righto, from on-field to off-field, Cam. Now, you're living with the CEO, but a little birdie tells me you're going to be moving out. Is that right?
Looking to moving out in the next couple of weeks. So me and Toby Wool might be moving in within Tom Bell. So
okay. That
should be pretty interesting. You know, we've had Leonie Swan helping us out with our clothes and our cooking. So
you've got to do all the stuff yourself now. What are you doing moving out?
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see how many times actually go with that. But he's not a bad cook himself, so I'll leave that up to him, and I'll just clean up the dishes up. So, it's not too bad.
as you mentioned, you're living with the Swans currently. Now, little birdie tells me, Cam, that there may have been a small incident when Greg and his wife went away and you had to put the dogs out to bed.
They got a big dubber, a Chesapeake Bay Retriever whose name's Chubb, and she's pretty good. You can push her out, but they got a little fluffy dog that's just a little bit of a nuisance when you try to push them out. So,
don't tell me you got scared by the tiny little one.
Me and Toby probably took about half an hour, 40 minutes just trying to get this dog out. Brad is going to bite our hand off, but I think we're starting to do a little bit better relationship now. And Charlie will probably be happy to see us gone, I think.
Oh, it's going to be interesting you moving out by yourself, well, with a couple of other younger teammates. Hey, Cam, interested to know your thoughts on the changes in systems. What have you noticed now that you've been a part of the system for a little while, the biggest difference between what you were doing before and stepping up into an AFL sort of industry in the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, I think the major thing I've just realised is probably the intensity. You know, you think that you're training at a high intensity in under-18s and junior football, but when you get into an AFL club, you just see it lift so much more. And the ability to back up day after day is a huge thing. You know, being resilient with your training and making sure that you're committed to whatever it is, if it's weights, if it's, you know, sitting through meetings and obviously out on the ground, there's just so many different things you have to cover off. So I think that professionalism comes in aspect is hugely. You just got to make sure that you're doing everything right. And like all the little things add up. So making sure you're hydrated, doing your recovery, because if you don't, you can see it catch up on you real, real quick.
And Cam, can you understand now that, you know, there are some players that get drafted that sort of intensity that you talked about is fine and they just lift up to it, but there are others that for different reasons can't quite handle it. Can you sort of understand why now, given how intense it is?
Yeah, to be honest, probably when I was before I was drafted, I probably just thought to myself, really, like, you know, once you get into an AFL club, you just got to be raring to go. But that's probably just the way I am. But you can see that how it changes some kids and how it affects some kids, because it is just 100% on, like, non-stop. You know, you don't get much of a break. It's literally the first couple of months I was that buggered. I'd just get home, literally have something to eat and jump straight into bed. So your body starts to get used to it as you get into it a little bit more. But oh, those first couple of months were really, really tough. And like, I think that we're just kind of popping out the good side now, because it's still been pretty hard over the last couple of weeks. But I think, you know, if this is something that you want to do and it's your dream that you've been wanting to do since you're a little kid, you just got to work for it. And it's been good so far. So I've really enjoyed it.
Did you feel any pressure during that initial couple of months with the number one tag?
You feel a little bit of pressure. I think all the kids who got drafted feel a bit of pressure, you know, but once you get into a club, everyone's still a first year and you're all trying to earn your stripes. But I think having Hodgie there kind of settled me out a little bit. You know, he's been through it all. So he had a few chats to me early days and just told me to focus on my footy, focus on training and don't worry about all the other stuff. And I think that kind of steadied me out a little bit. And it's been good. All the first year boys have mingled really well with the rest of the group. And now it feels like, you know, we're all part of the club and we're all looking forward to go.
And you must feel really settled knowing that, you know, you've signed a 2-year contract extension.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's an emerging group and everywhere. I think with a few boys signing, obviously Huey and Witho over the last couple of days, I think it just shows that, you know, this is the club where people want to be at, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it a destination club where people want to come and play their footy. So, it's really, really good. Everyone's really, really nice, and it's just it feels like a family club, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
All right, Cam, you're fantastic to watch. You're an exciting prospect, mate, and, you know, to interview, you're a breath of fresh air. So congratulations on everything you've achieved so far. It's only the very beginning of your career. Let's hope it's a long and prosperous one, and good luck for the season, and also good luck in 10 days' time when AFLX hits.
Cheers. Thanks for that, Sam.
Cam Rayner there. Yeah, isn't he an absolute ripper? And in fact, that's the word coming through on the SMS. Cam Rayner is a ripper, Sam. As a Lions supporter, things are looking up for us. Phil in Murrumbina says, I've got the Lions just outside the eight in 2018. Jumping up that high. Really? Phil, interesting. And another one coming through. Love listening to this bloke. Genuine excitement in his voice. Cannot wait to see him on the park this year. Another one just come through from Moose. What a great young lad Cam is. He's impressive, isn't he? By the way, tickets to all Lions home and away matches on sale for tomorrow. So from tomorrow, you can go out and buy the tickets for the home and away matches if you're a Lions supporter. Lions.com.au for memberships as well. Jump on board because they are a team on the up. There's no doubt about that. Well, Cam Rayner's playing in AFLX. What do you guys want for your team? Save him or play him? Jake in Rockbank, first off the line. Jake, welcome.
G'day, Sam. How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
I'm a Bulldogs supporter and... Well, I've got 2 points. I definitely don't want anyone, just roll out the reserves or the reserves of the reserves to play AFLX. And you know what, man? I think that AFLX is basically a trial for what's going to happen in like 20 or 30 years. Because if you look at it, the bump's been taken out. You know, the tackling, you can't even tackle like you used to tackle it anymore. And because of all brain injury stuff that's sort of coming through and all the evidence that's showing up through all these contact sports, I guarantee you, in 20 or 30 years, AFLX is going to be the finished product that we've got to look at.
Not sure about that, Jake, but appreciate your call. You want the reserves of the reserves as a Doggies fan playing in AFLX. Vince South Morang, last one before the rake.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good, mate.
Yeah, just it's fraught with danger. I know it's a new concept and all that, but but just fraught with dangers, risking your big guns. You know, it could be the difference between finals and a premiership at the end of the day. So,
but Vince, I take your point, but people can get injured at training, can't they?
They can, yeah, they can. I mean, you can get injured anywhere, but it's still very risky, I think.
Yeah, you think that not playing is reducing the risk. It's fair enough. Vince in South Morang having the final say there before the break. What do you guys think? 9-4-2-9-11-16. Brisbane are rolling out their number one prodigy, Cam Rayner. Geelong are going the other way. Dangerfield, Selwood, Ablett all not playing. I know they're at different ends of their careers, but it's horses for courses in AFLX.